stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 14th. This is Bastille Day for France. Like, we really care, right?
What if we have French listeners?
Okay, we still don't care. Yeah, we love you guys, but we don't care about
France.
What
exactly is... Do we say Happy Bastille Day? Is that... What do they sell? What exactly happens?
It's their Independence Day.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
That's the day where the French Revolution started.
Look at me. I was asleep for history and for geography. What else was I asleep for? Actually, the question is, what was I awake for? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I know. When I was a kid, I really didn't like history. Then I grew to love it when I was older, you know, like in college.
I love certain parts of history.
Okay.
Like I said, the JFK assassination I love. I love Hitler, World War II. That fascinates me for whatever reason. But that there's very few things that do.
Right.
But
yeah. You don't really care about the politics behind it and everything.
Not
you
really.
Just say, oh,
not
there's
really.
A war. What the hell? You know.
That's exactly what I say. How'd you know? Yeah, the hell with it. Who cares? I'm glad you know me so well, Sammy.
I'm trying. I'm getting there, you know.
You are, slowly.
Give me some time.
Slowly. But you know what? You are on the nose about a lot of things, my friend. Anyway, so happy Bastille Day to all the French, people.
Yeah.
So, do they have fireworks? I want to know this now.
Who knows what they have there? I don't know. But I'm amazed that I remember that. You know,
I mean, it's not like
in the news or anything. But
I'm kind of impressed. Just a little, though.
You know how some things just stick in your mind forever, you know?
That usually it's the bad stuff that sticks in my mind. It's not this kind of stuff. Wow, I would have never known that in a million years.
Yeah. So,
now I know.
It's gotten a little cooler around here.
I know. Is it supposed to rain today?
Rain? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it's going to stay as dry as an old lady's twat.
There we go. And I knew something was coming about that. That's fantastic.
I'm glad you love my comments.
I actually do. Wow, I knew there was going to be some segue into some woman's dryness.
Private area, right?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew
you
it.
You did, huh?
We're so in sync,
wow,
Sam. We're so in
funny.
Sync. Already, we've been 3 minutes into the show and we're making each other laugh like crazy.
Yeah. So yesterday we talked about a woman that cut off her husband's penis.
Yeah, we
did. And they're going through a divorce. I mean, God help us with divorce like that, you know. So she was charged with aggravated mayhem and torture.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah.
So now what?
You know, I don't know what the hell they're going to do, you know.
Torture, no shit. She put his dick in a garbage disposal.
Oh, my God. Can you, like, I mean, the visual of that is just...
If I was him, I mean, the pain of getting your penis cut off, but then, like, watching your penis, I don't even have one, but watching your penis go down the garbage disposal.
I mean, she made sure he didn't get it back, you know?
Wow. I don't know.
How do people do that, man?
I really am baffled by the story. I just can't understand it.
Yeah.
It's so horrible.
And appropriately enough, it happened in Southern California.
I know, with all the whack jobs here. Including us, Sam.
Yeah, I guess we are.
We're in that, too. Okay, so are you preparing for Carmageddon this weekend?
I'm preparing for Carmageddon. Did you hear that JetBlue?
I was just going to say that.
Okay, then
No, you do it.
You were building up to it.
No,
so
it's
go
okay.
Ahead.
I set you
no,
up.
No, I'm
Look
not
at
saying
that.
Anything. Go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, damn it.
I'm just going to be quiet.
No, because now I'm going to screw up the story.
But just to remind everyone that on the weekend, they're going to close the biggest highway... the busiest highway in the States, which is the 405, to demolish a bridge, and they're going to close it down for about 2.5 days and like 48 hours, but it's going to be a nightmare
it's
here.
It's going to be. Hey, Sam, you know why they call it the 405?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, go ahead. So what's happening with the 405?
That will be my third time I've said that stupid joke. Anyway, yes, no, so nobody take the 405.
Yeah,
stay
so
off.
Nobody's getting anywhere.
I know. I think I'm just going to lock myself in my house this weekend.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to stay around a small radius around my house.
Yeah,
So what you were going to tell us is that JetBlue is offering $4 flights.
Between Burbank and Long Beach.
In Long Beach. So that pretty much gets you over the freeway, but then you might have to come back. A little bit, you know.
That's
if
so
you get a Long Beach.
Crazy. I love JetBlue though. I love that they're offering this.
Yeah.
Just
it's crazy, huh?
If people
$4.
Really, yeah. If
it's
people
been sold out in 3 hours.
Really need to get from Long Beach to Burbank or vice versa, they're gonna take a flight for $4. You know what? I think it's awesome. Go JetBlue. This is why JetBlue is the best. I think. I always fly JetBlue when
wow,
I can.
Wow, that's interesting. I've never flown them.
Oh, they're so great. Yeah. Everything about it is great. I fly it, obviously, domestically to here in Chicago. Like, that's the only... I don't care if it's maybe a little bit more expensive than, like, Delta or something. Or
right.
I swear by this.
Okay, so they're not always the cheapest.
They really are cheap, but, you know, depending on when you book it, and I always book my stuff last minute, so, you know, if it's maybe a little bit more expensive or more expensive than Southwest or whatever, I still will book it just because I love them. The seats are comfortable. You've got your little direct TV in front of you with all these different channels, and the people are nice. It's just everything about it is clean. You're not cramped. There's more legroom. It's just awesome.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Highly recommend JetBlue.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to take a $4 flight, though.
No.
That'd be kind of cool just to say.
I know.
I'm gonna go to the airport today.
It's
Where
a
are you
40
going?
Mile
I'm going
ride.
To Long Beach.
You know, it's a 40-mile ride. It's going to take 10 minutes. Not even that long.
It is going to take 10 minutes, literally.
Yeah, it'll take longer on the runway, I think.
I wonder if people are going to do this.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do this. It was sold out in 3 hours. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. All the flights.
You know what? I don't think people really have to go anywhere. I think they're just like, this sounds cool, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Right? I don't think that people really need to go like to a movie that bad to go from Long Beach to Burbank or whatever, vice versa. I think it's so crazy, though, but it's awesome. Go JetBlue! That's what I say.
Yeah. Now get him to sponsor us since you like him
damn
so much.
Damn right. Yeah. We need to talk him up and keep talking him up.
I know.
We love you, JetBlue.
Promoting the shit out of him.
Hell yeah. I seriously, all the pilots that I've gotten to know. That sounds bad. Not in that way. No, everybody just seems so nice on the... They're not, you know, put out by... When you ask them if you, you know, for something. And they're just... I just love them.
Yeah,
highly,
so they,
highly recommend them.
They don't give you a hard time or anything.
Hells no.
Hells no?
Hells no. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking up because we had a celebrity last night here.
Who?
And I can't remember his name because I don't watch...
Was he hot?
Well, you know, I don't judge people. I don't judge men that way.
It's okay,
but,
you can.
But Noah Wyle from ER.
Noah Wiley?
Yeah, Wiley is it? Yeah.
What the fuck? Where was I? And why didn't you call me?
I don't even know the guy.
Oh my god. He was like
And
the,
I didn't know he was gonna be here.
He was like the biggest star in ER. What why is he here?
For an interview on Sheena Metal Show yesterday.
Why are we not getting him?
I don't know. Well, we can.
We can now?
Yeah, would you like to?
Oh my god, yes and yes. Yeah,
I mean,
he's
obviously
so hot.
He's got time to come into the radio station.
Oh my
so.
God, he's so hot.
Yeah,
I'm
you
just
think
gonna
so?
Sit and look
he's
at him.
He's got this role. Beard now. Yeah, you can find it on Facebook on our page there.
Oh. Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm so in love with
really?
Him. He's so hot. I cannot.
He didn't look hot to me, you know, yesterday. Okay. He's got this beard. He doesn't look like he does in the pictures, like from the show, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? Celebrities always look a little homeless looking. Let's be honest. They always do look a little homeless looking. I actually, I went to, sorry. I went to that meeting the other day that I had, you know, and the woman was talking to us, and their building is right next to the CAA building, which is a huge agency, theatrical agency, represents all the big stars, and said that Keanu Reeves comes there a lot, you know, and he like hangs out in this courtyard. He drives his motorcycle. He's got one of those bullet helmets that he wears, so he keeps it on. Mm-hmm. He's got this beard, wears sunglasses. He's like just the crappiest clothes. Mm-hmm. And like for a long time, nobody realized it was Keanu Reeves. Like people that were like in the courtyard, and they thought it was just like this homeless dude like hanging out in the courtyard. And then they realized like after a while it was Keanu Reeves. But I guess he's just, I mean, most celebrities dress like they don't give a crap.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
why
know.
Not?
Yeah. Because they look great on screen. What do they care? You know,
well, not
they don't
all
have
of them
to prove
do.
Anything to anybody.
Yeah, not all of them do.
Not all of them do.
Let's try to get Ryan Gosling on the show. How's that going to happen? Oh my God, I love him.
You like him?
Oh, yep. Yepers.
Well, let's contact his agent.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that he has so much time to come on the show.
Well, maybe he can call in. You know, I mean.
No, that's not good enough for me.
Oh, I see.
I want him here. Just. You know, so I can look at him, stare at him, maybe grab his hand from across the table.
Okay.
Make a love
connection. Sounds good.
Make a love connection. Okay. So also that's happening this weekend. Deathly Hallows Part 2, Harry Potter.
You gonna see that?
No, absolutely not. I'm not gonna see that at all.
No, she'll see Lord of the Rings, but no, not Harry Potter.
Not Harry Potter. Not good enough for me. It's already has ranked in $25 million before
already
the
opening.
Before the opening.
Like
this is
pre-sales?
Pre-ordered tickets.
Yeah. Wow.
So the midnight screenings start obviously tonight. It opens tonight. $25 million already.
Wow.
I cannot wait to see how much money this thing's going to make. It's got to be a little sad, though,
for the fans to see it over. I think they overdid this. I mean, 8 films, come on, you know, that's a little too much.
You're like, enough already.
Yeah.
Enough.
I don't want to hear about Harry Potter anymore.
I can't even fathom how much... whatever her name is, J.K. Rowling, is that her name?
Yeah.
I can't even like fathom how much she makes.
Yeah, and you know that she was like a single mom, very poor.
Very poor.
Right.
Do you know she lost her husband in 9/11?
Are you serious?
Her boyfriend or her husband? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she talked about it with Oprah. But again, I caught the tail end. So again, I'm giving you guys half information.
Yes.
Shocking.
Definitely reliable. All the people overseas that tune in to us to hear what's going on in America.
If you want to know what's going on, definitely tune in to me because I know what I'm saying. Only half the story, but still. It's so funny. You watch half movies, I give you half stories.
I know.
What the hell is this about?
Well, we compliment each other. Somehow we come out with a complete story.
Somehow we seem to do it. But yeah, she, I caught half of the interview, and she she was saying that she I believe she lost her husband in 9/11. That was a very dark period for her. But yeah, she was super poor, and now she is like disgustingly rich.
Really?
I don't know what she could possibly do after this.
Yeah. Nothing. I think she's I was reading something about things she's doing, maybe fundraising, things like that, charity, who knows? That's what I would do if I had that kind of money. But she's probably not going to rest on her laurels, you know? I mean, these people, like these writers, they have so many books in them, you know? It's just amazing, you know?
I agree, but it's like when you have something, just like the Twilight girl, Stephanie Meyer, when you have something so big, like a phenomenon, you... Like, where do you go from here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you are going to get criticized if your book's not good enough. Mm-hmm. And usually when something's that good, you might produce something that's maybe okay, but doesn't live up to what...
Exactly, yeah. You have to outdo yourself, and it's hard.
Right.
Yeah.
The pressure of it. And then you put pressure on yourself, and then it just never pans out to what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But, it's pretty incredible. Speaking of writers, Not talking about me.
No.
But Snooki from Jersey Shore has a new book. We didn't talk about this yesterday. And we definitely need to talk about
this. Like her first book really did well, right?
Apparently it did, because she got a second book deal. Wow. And her first one was called A Shore Thing, right. Spelled S-H-O-R-E. Like Jersey Shore. Funny. I get that.
You do,
I
huh?
get it.
It takes you a while, but you get it.
I get it. Shut up. It took me like a whole day to get it. Leave me alone. So she now is doing another book. I don't know what it's about. But this is the best part of this, okay? If anybody watches Jersey Shore, which last night I met a TV editor for Jersey Shore, and I honestly shook her hand. And I said, thank you. You make this show great because you make them look bad. She goes, oh, no, honey, I don't make them look bad. I said, I know. I know they make themselves look bad, but you help it. Because the people that edit reality shows sometimes – they know how to make it, well, obviously the drama, but they know how to make it funny. Mm. Like when Ozzy Osbourne's family was on, the editors of that show were genius. Mm. Like the way that they set things up and just followed Ozzy around and put the music, and he just kind of walked around like a retard and didn't know what to say or didn't know where he was going. Like that was funny, right? Yeah. So I said to her last night, I was like, I think you're great. I think it's awesome. And I said, you know, I'm such a fan of the show, unfortunately. And she was just like, looked at me like I was an idiot. But anyway, back to my whole point of this story, which I don't even know what it was. Oh, yeah. Okay. So she, Snooki, have you ever seen the show?
No.
Oh. Well, you should definitely waste your time seeing this
Thank
show.
Thank you. I will.
It's so, it needs
I will.
To
I just need to see it to know what I'm talking about.
Just,
you know?
Just see it for one. Just yeah. So you can be just shocked at how stupid.
Right.
These
what
are.
What network is it on?
MTV.
MTV.
Yeah,
okay.
MTV. So Snooki is notorious for a couple things. Okay. Mm. One, not wearing underwear when she wears short dresses, and then she.
Oh, so that's what I saw the other day. I saw
yes.
a video of her doing like a
yes.
flip.
That's what she does. She gets
wow.
really wasted, and she's not cute. She looks like a ball of something. She looks like a roly-poly. You just want to roll her. She's like a mess. And then she's notorious for this poof that she has on the top of her head.
Right.
Okay?
That I noticed.
And then she's also notorious for she makes up words or she says things that doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Okay. Back it up now. But she writes a book and now two. She doesn't even know what she says. She makes up words. These words don't even exist, and she makes them up. But yet she can write a book. I'm going to guarantee that if I pick up this book and I start reading it, I'm going to say, she probably didn't write this one.
Yeah, no, she didn't. This is probably a ghostwriter or something.
Oh, I'm going to guarantee it.
Yeah.
The girl's like, I know I say stupid things. Look, I'm okay with that. I own up to it. I may say a lot of dumb things, and I do a lot of dumb things in my life.
You're really tough on yourself, you know?
No, but I do. It's okay. I'm okay with it because I do say stupid things a lot of the time. Like Kaylee's Law, what did I say the other day about reporting a dead child? And I was a little confused about that. Anyway, yeah, so but she apparently is now in her second book. I don't even think she's taken an English class in her entire life. So I don't know. All I have to say is you don't writers out there,
yeah.
just go for it.
Yeah. No, you just need to know how to make money. You don't need to know how to write a book, you know?
Apparently not, which gives me hope.
Yeah.
Remember when Jamie Allen was on the psychic and she was like, yeah, you're going to, she's like, yeah, you're going to write a book. And I was like, what? I don't even remember English class. But you know what? This gives me hopes.
Yeah.
Hopes. It gives me hopes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
So thank you, Snooki.
That's okay.
Thank you. You're the best.
I know. She's really weird, you know, but I mean, I can see how she's a star, you know. I mean, she's like a train wreck, this girl,
she
you know.
She really is.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay Lohan. She's a total train wreck.
Yeah. So is it the same people every season on Jersey Shore? The same characters?
There was a girl, Angelina, that was on, and then she left the show because everybody hated her.
Mm.
And then Snooki brought a friend, Dina, in. And she's on the show. I think she's still on the show.
Mm.
But everybody else is the same. I think at some point Vinny's going to leave. Who's my faves? I love him.
You like Vinny?
Yeah, because he's hot.
Mm, okay.
And, he's
and then you laugh at me when I say these things, you know? Oh, I mean, yeah. you look at people physically as well.
No, I do too. Like I'm just, guys do this all the time. What did you say yesterday? This was perfect, guys. So we're leaving the show. This is what Sam said.
What did I say? I don't remember.
So we're talking about, there's this article, which is actually, I'm very angry about it. Bachman.
Michelle Bachman.
She's running blah, 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 whatever. She's the super Christian woman bullshit. Anyway, so I bring up this article, and in the news it's saying that her husband is, quote unquote, trying to cure gays.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
By this. Now, this is really annoying and just it makes me angry.
Yeah.
Because they look at it as, you know, obviously this is a sickness, and what baffles me is this. This has always baffled me about religion, and I'm not knocking religion. I wholeheartedly believe in God, and I believe in the universe, and I think it's great that we can all practice our own. But what I never understood is people that are so religious, and they worship God and or whatever they choose to worship.
Mm-hmm.
And if God is all-knowing, all-loving,
right.
Why are they so judgmental? This is what I do. I know I'm not, again, not knocking anybody, but why is that? Why then are you so judgmental if God is so loving and he or she is supposed to be this thing that is accepting of all people and loving and created all of us, but yet you're going to take it upon yourself to judge. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I don't understand. This has always completely turned me off and away from religion because of it.
Right.
I practice what I practice, and I completely support and love what everybody believes. And I don't, again, knock anybody. I think it's great. I love going to different churches. I love learning about different religions and different spiritual paths. And I'm so interested in all of it. But that's what I never understood. So I see this article and I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, you guys are a Christian family. You are a loving, loving family. But yet you are going to look down upon people because they are different from you.
Right.
And that always hurt me. Like, I never understood it. So when we're leaving yesterday, I say to Sam, this is disgusting. I'm pissed about this. I can't believe this article. And Sam goes, yeah, you know, I thought I was going to vote for her, but I'm definitely not now. I'm not going to now. He's like, I was going to vote for her because she was hot. And I was like, and there we go. And the truth is out. It's that easy. That's all we need.
I was going to vote for her because she's hot, but she's not hot enough.
So now you'll take second runner-up, Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Fantastic. Great.
Can you imagine if everybody voted like this?
Could you? Maybe, you know what? Maybe it actually would be better.
Yeah, there you go. We might actually hit the jackpot.
Why not? Then it's not so serious and people aren't so mean. You're like, oh, she's hot. Oh, she's not. Or whatever. Or this person appeals to you and this person doesn't. I don't know. I mean, beauty is obviously in the eyes of the beholder. And
yeah. But, you know, what you explain in is people that are speaking for God, you know? It's because he's shy. He can't really talk to us, so he needs people to explain his opinions to us.
Are you being serious right now?
No.
I was actually thinking you were serious.
No, that's the dumbest thing.
I'm like sitting across the table looking at you. Like,
I know, because I put awesome. On a serious face.
That was good. That was good. That was good acting.
Yeah.
Good job, Sammy. No, I just, you know, again, I mean, I have a issue with people that judge people for being different.
Right.
You know, I mean, I poke fun at people and, but in all seriousness, when it comes down to it, I don't care what you practice as long as it's not hurting anybody else.
Right.
You know, you can choose to believe what you want to believe, and my God's not better than your God, or my religion's not better than your religion, and or whatever you believe in, you know? And I think that's what bothers me, you know? That's what hurts my heart.
I see. Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay, now we know. Now we know.
And who really cares, to be honest? Let's put that into perspective. Anyway, though, speaking of judging.
Mm-hmm. Who are we judging today?
I don't. We can judge a lot of people, Sam. After I'm just like, let's not judge, and then cut to judging. No, that show Sister Wives. Mm. You ever see that? It's about like the
sister wives.
It's about that family, this one family, the Browns, and well, they used to live in Utah. They've now moved.
Oh, that's
to,
the polygamist family. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're going in front of the. They're being brought in front of the federal court, I think, on Wednesday, because of what they practice, what they believe. They have four wives, 16 children.
Yeah.
And yet, I don't understand it.
Mm.
I think, what if women did that? Women, I'm not a feminist, but I just like to pretend that.
What if women did that?
What if a woman was like, I'm going to have five husbands.
Right. But you know what? It's different. I mean, when you listen to them talk about it, they're actually happy. You know, I mean, they become like, maybe that's why they call them sisters also, you know, because they do feel like they, I mean, they have
come
a certain bond and stuff, you know. And and I think sometimes they like not having the responsibility for
of
the husband.
Having sex when they don't want to, or cooking or cleaning or this or that.
You know, but they help each other raise their kids and things like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, people that, that grow up in those societies seem okay with it.
Well, because it's all they know.
Right.
And I agree with that, though. That's all they know. So they're, and again, we're coming in there. Where I'm talking, I'm just generalizing. I'm not saying us specifically, but people from the outside are looking at it like, this is so bad.
Right.
You know, we can't understand it. And it's so foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read a great book. I said, I talked about this. My dad gave it to me a few years ago called Under the Banner of Heaven. And it talks about Mormonism, and then it goes into polygamy. And it's such a fascinating book. I highly recommend it to everybody out there. I can't understand it. I can't understand polygamy, and again, like I can say that I at first judged it, but then I'm like, hey, you know what, if this works for them,
right,
good for them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it does work for them, but it's against the law, so.
Yeah. So there's that. So they are committing a crime.
Yes.
But I think I'm going to start having five husbands.
Yeah, you would like that. So you can have five guys without having husbands. Why do you need them to be your husband? You know,
because
have one for each weekday, you know.
But then all the sneaking around.
Uh-huh.
That's
you don't have to. No, just let them know.
So be honest?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because guys are going to be okay with that one.
They will.
Really?
Friends with benefits. What the hell, you know?
Uh-huh. Do you think if a girl said that to you, you think you'd be okay with it, honestly?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
And there we go.
Yeah. I had to be one of five or
exactly.
something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just tear apart men's egos, I feel?
Yeah.
Like...
It's because that's what we're conditioned to, you know?
I know. I
mean, we have these paternal societies. And...
I know, and I'm saying, I think that it probably wouldn't work, but I think I kind of want to try it.
Okay.
Can I test it out?
Sure.
Can we do an experiment on the show and see how that works
out? I don't know what country in the world will allow you to do that, but...
Well, who cares? I'm not going to... Look, if they can get away with it for a while, I could surely get away with it for a month,
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
And not be brought up... against the...
Let's do it, you know? We'll get five listeners to marry you.
I don't go as far as marry. I can't,
I can't have five
divorces. I've already had one divorce. I don't need six on my plate now. I'm becoming Ross from Friends. He had like seven divorces. No, I don't want to get married. I'm just saying having five, you know, men around, I don't think it would pan out, to be honest. I think men are just... wired differently. Why can I not connect to the internet? What is happening in my life right now?
Really?
Why?
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're not. And there was a story I wanted to talk about, and now I can't find it. Damn it.
You're not. How do you know?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm just angry.
It's okay. I'll bring up the topic.
There we go. Go, Sammy. Go.
All right. So the Casey Anthony, they're talking about a movie now.
Yeah, what's happening?
So I don't know. They're saying many think it's inevitable that the story will be made into a movie. But right now they're saying people would not be wise to make a movie of her when there's still such a backlash. When is she getting out? This week? Next week? Probably next week, huh?
Isn't it the 17th?
Is it the 17th?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's the 17th.
Yeah. So that would be, Sunday, right?
I really want to know what's going to... I think she can go on living her life. She's that effed up.
Right.
For her to murder her daughter, which I believe, I'm going to stand by it.
Okay.
I'm just going to, whatever.
Yeah.
But She can go on living her life because she can somehow compartmentalize and be okay with it. But
People are not going to let her live quietly.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what's going to be. And I'm curious to see what happens with her parents, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Her brother, he seems the most normal. But then again, who knows? I mean, They're all pretty messed up. I'm curious to see how this is going to unfold, how this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And if she's going to F up again to put herself finally in prison.
She will eventually, you know, after we forget all about her.
I think so, like we did with OJ.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that is interesting, I have to say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of a movie this would turn out to be, you know, I mean, but, you know.
What? I would watch it just for the story.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, then I don't want to support it.
Right.
Because it makes me really angry.
Mm. But it's not going to support her if they make a movie. I don't think
it's
they're
not supporting
give her, money.
Her. It's just supporting the. Does that make sense? Like it's. I mean, but then again, I was supporting her by watching the stupid trial. So
you're not supporting her. She's not benefiting from it.
You know what I'm saying? In the sense of like it's. I'm so interested. Like I have such. And I don't even know this person, but yet I'm so angry.
Right.
Because this child was, this innocent, beautiful child was murdered. And I'm so angry about it. And I'm angry towards Casey Anthony, who I don't even know. And I'm judging her when I don't even know all the facts. I mean, we can all speculate here and say that she did it, which pretty much everybody believes that she did,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's not, I mean, it's not right for me. I'm sitting there judging, too. And I sit there and say it's not good to judge, and then I'm judging. I'm no better than anybody else. I mean, look, I need to stand by what I say.
Yeah.
I do, and I try to practice it on a daily basis. But, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, it makes me so angry. It makes me not want to care about this person.
Mm.
I don't want to care about her because of what happened. But yet, I was consumed by the trial every day.
Yeah.
But I did want to see justice. I mean, I get that. But with this movie, I don't know. I don't know if I'd watch it or not.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably be a TV movie. I can't imagine.
Well, I hope so.
Like,
you know. I told you they're looking to cast Kristen Stewart. I told you that.
Yeah. Oh, is Casey?
Yeah. Do you know who Kristen Stewart is?
Yes, I do.
Good. Yeah. Look at you.
I just know the name.
Oh, she's from Twilight.
Okay. Oh, okay. I know.
You
her.
Know, I know this because I'm a geek. Because I'm a Twilight geek. Yeah,
yes,
that would be quite weird though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Well,
we have a phone call.
Oh.
Let's see. Maybe a wrong number again. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. It's Chris in Colorado.
Hey, Chris.
I'd like to offer my services as one of the husbands, but better yet, I think she needs a secretary, somebody to schedule these guys in.
Chris, you're the best. You're such a giving man.
Yeah, well, I give and give. You know, that's
really
how I play.
You really do. And you're single?
Yeah.
You're single?
Huh?
No, I think he's got a girlfriend, right?
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's a lucky
but
woman.
What's that?
She's a lucky woman.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah,
tell
I know.
Her that. When I get in trouble, I'm going to say, here, call Stephanie. She can tell you how lucky you are.
There you go. I will totally take your side, babe. Totally.
Oh, see, here we go. She's lying. She's lying.
Well, thank you for offering your services. I think I'm going to try it out for a month.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Could you handle getting only 20% of Stephanie's attention?
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Again, because I've said this before, I have a job and I live in Colorado, so I can fly in for the day and take off. And
that's true.
You know, just give me at least a couple hours.
Yeah.
That's all he needs. But in all honesty, though, Chris, would you, as a man, be okay with that?
Yeah. I've had girls that we start out as buddies per them before. I don't know. That's a hard thing. I was stationed in Utah for a while and actually knew of some couples that were, well, more than couples, polygamous.
Right.
And I never understood it. I have a hard enough time with one.
Right.
The hell would I want more?
I know,
it's a joke, I guess, but I'm just like, I rarely have time, so I don't think it'd be fair.
Right.
But if she was into women too,
Then he's considerate.
There we go. And it's out.
Yeah. You see, men are so simple.
It's my ego that needs stroke, right? Yeah.
That is awesome.
I'm telling you, men are just so simple. You
they
know?
Really are.
Yeah.
Which makes me happy.
Nudity and beer.
Yeah.
That's so great. This is why I hate and love men. I love it. This is why I hate and love men. I love it because you are so simple and you aren't hard to figure out. But I hate
Thank
it.
You.
I hate it because women are so complicated. We are. And so when we're complicated and crazy, we want you guys to be the same way.
Oh, my God. You know, well, that's the thing. And I know Sam can go with this, too. When you ask a woman's opinion or anyone's opinion, and they give you maybe, especially women, and it sounds sexist, I guess it is.
Yes, go ahead.
Why the hell do you tell us maybe? Or if you don't want something, why do you say, oh, yeah, go ahead and do that? Why are you setting us up to fail?
Exactly.
We don't think that deep.
It's true. And let me tell you something. After having been...
Oh, please do.
Let me say this. After having been with women, I can say this. I
have
learned a crap load about how women work. Like, I don't think about how I've ever been with men, you know? But it's true. We'll say one thing and mean another. We expect you guys to know exactly what we're thinking at all times and what we want.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not fair. I will be the first to say, it's not fair. Women, you're jerks for doing it. That's all I have to say. You are.
Yeah.
You really, really are.
Stephanie? Just the fact you're not a typical woman, and thank you, by God, thank you. That's as far in the religion as I'm going. This is why a lot of women can't, the women that aren't typical women that have the common sense gene, this is why most of them are single.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, men are stupid, women are crazy, but I have to say...
We're not stupid, we're just simple.
Okay, no. I'm going to say
That's
this.
That's her theory.
Not all men are stupid, but there are quite a lot of men that I've met in my time.
Yeah, I love the generality. Sam knows this. I got into it with your last on this whole issue.
Well, I will say, I shouldn't say that, because there are some men that are awesome and smart and whatever, and then there's some that are stupid as hell. But
and they breed like rabbits.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But I have to say, growing up with brothers was great for me. Like, I got to really see how men work, you know? And so that was really easy, really, really easy for me to be with men after that. But I really don't know how men can be with, I say this, I don't know how men can be with women. And especially, like you said, like, having one is one. But if you have four or five, I would slit my wrist. I would be like, no, thank
See,
you.
I can't be with a woman with a straight face. I mean, it is rare. I'm serious. And I'll go serious, you know, with my girlfriend or, you know, if you and I happen to be talking or whatever. I can be serious for a little while, but at some point I'm going to say some crazy ass thing just to get a laugh, because I cannot be talk to anybody, or primarily women, with a straight face.
And how much
really?
And I believe that. And how much do women want to talk things to death? How much do they want to talk things to death, Chris?
All the damn time.
Yeah, we do. We just want to talk about our feelings all the time.
That's fun. Here's a dollar.
And it's like, and sometimes...
I didn't pay for feelings. Get out.
And sometimes you don't have feelings about things. Sometimes you just are. You just are.
Well, we do. We have opinions and feelings on stuff. But again, it goes back to that. We have no idea where you're leading us.
I know.
Yeah.
We're so complicated.
Are we going to get in a fight if you ask us, you know, like that one, how's this dress look? Oh, there's a bad place to go.
Yeah, it is.
Fine,
you know?
Honey.
But I feel
that saves me.
Yeah, and do I look fat? You know, that's another one of those questions that you can't answer correctly no matter what you say.
But I feel like whatever mood a woman is in, no matter how you answer them, they will spin it, and if they want to fight, they will fight.
Mm.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's the way it is. They will find something to be pissed about.
Yeah.
You'll say something nice, and they'll spin it into something else. I know. Women are nuts. I can say I've done this.
With my ex-wife, I found myself apologizing just early in the morning. I would, just to be a smartass, hence the ex, I would be, let me just apologize now for everything I have done or am going to do. Let me just.
There's nice. A good idea.
She didn't find that funny.
No, I was going to say that probably pissed her off.
No, it's you know, flip a coin. That pissed her off. I was going to bring up Snooki also. She looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Thank you. She totally does.
Like, oh, my God. I don't watch the show. Thank God.
Yeah, you should. Just for a second, Chris. No. Just a second,
no.
Please.
It would dumb me down that too much. So, no.
Just a second, please. You can call in.
I think I would rather do meth than...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good promotion there.
I would rather be a husband twice over than watch it.
You would rather have seven.
Is it a coloring book she has? Color of purple. You know, I just coloring. I, no, orange.
Oh my God, she has a kids book.
Oh God.
Big words. No, she has two. Well, she has one book out. I think you should pick it up, Chris, and then you learn a lot about Snooki.
Yeah.
A Sure Thing is the first one, and the second one I don't know the name of it. She's working on it.
Yeah.
How to be a whore for stupid.
There we go. She does look like an Oompa Loompa. She's tan like an Oompa Loompa. She doesn't have green hair though, and she's short and she's round.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so true.
And she's orange.
Yeah, she's orange. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is that what she does? Yeah.
Yeah, she's orange. She's...
Oh, if I was Italian, I'd be pissed. But thanks for the stereotype, bitch.
That's so true. All of them are orange and tan. Well, orange.
Oh, my God.
All
again,
the guys.
I'm so glad. See, that's your one quality that drives me crazy. You shouldn't watch that shit. Oh, my God, no.
I know. It's
unless you're doing it to make yourself feel better, which is cool.
No,
like, suddenly my life doesn't suck.
No, you know what? To be honest, it's funny, and sometimes it's just mindless, and if I watch other shows,
right.
Don't get me wrong, but it's just mindless entertainment. It's like crap magazines I read sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Mad Magazine.
I don't read Mad Magazine. That's from, like, 1950, isn't it?
Why? It's still around.
Still around.
Yeah.
Is it?
Don't be hateful. Don't be a hater.
I'm not hating.
In fact, you know,
saying.
That Mad Magazine, that's why I learned a lot of the slang before I came out here, you know. So it was funny. Thanks for reminding me. I should pick it up again.
Oh,
you know,
you
Mad
go.
Magazine is cool.
You know, I actually got a subscription, and last year I let it go because when the owner died, William Gaines, they went to color, which was fine. Then they went to advertisements, which I guess they have to. Now they've gone so far political.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's interesting. It's horrible. They got rid of a lot of their staff, and it's just, I can't do it.
Oh.
Sad as that is.
I'll have to pick one up and check it out.
Yeah.
Didn't Ralphie in The Christmas Story read it? Ralphie, did you ever see A Christmas Story? I know Sam didn't. I'm not.
Love Christmas Story.
Don't you
she
love it?
Even
I don't even ask me.
God.
That's one of the best movies,
God,
and Sam hasn't seen it. But did he read? Wasn't he reading that?
Yes.
He was. See, there we go.
I think it was cracked. But see, one of my friends has one of those lamps. Found it online and bought that lamp.
Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome. I would buy that lamp too. You don't even know what I'm talking about, Sam. You can't.
No, I'm just like not in the room.
Aw, Sam, it's a pretty girl. What am I gonna do, man?
You're
I'm
so
husband
sweet.
Number two, maybe.
You could be, whatever number you want to be.
Yeah.
You let me know. You gotta run this by your girlfriend though, because I don't want her coming after me.
She'll laugh. She'll say, take him. What?
Okay.
Sounds just like one big gangbang to me, you know. But
okay.
Only if there's more women. I'll be husband number one in three. Yeah.
Sounds like a big gangbang. What am I?
Yeah, a woman and five men.
What
you
am
know?
I, that porn star that came in, Larkin Love? Remember when she was like, she goes, did you listen to that one, Chris, when she comes in and... She did her first porno over the weekend.
Yeah,
and she comes in and we're
interracial
like,
gangbang.
Yeah, we're like, what'd you do? She's like, interracial gangbang. I'm like, where do you go?
Oh,
from
yeah.
Here?
Where she do you very go? Matter of factly, I was like, oh my God. I was dying.
Good for her, man. You know what? Props to her. But I was like, where do you even go from here? That's like the cream of the crop. Like, where are you going to go?
Five husbands. Or seven
and
husbands.
I think it was anal gangbang, too, believe it or not.
I think you just made that up.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't.
Oh, that's what it was, really?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa, what a trooper.
I won't be watching it. I really don't watch a lot of porn, but I will not be watching that one.
Not that one?
No, well,
gangbangs do nothing for me, you know? I mean,
no.
Yeah, I mean, what's... why is that so much fun? You know, I don't know.
I'm not in the sausage fest.
Yeah.
There we go. Awesome, guys. I love our conversation.
So if you get married, whose name are you going to take? Are you just going to keep yours and make them take yours?
I'm going to keep my... I didn't even change my name the first time I got married.
Really? Good.
I kept mine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I also... not to be mean, which I'm going to be mean right now. He didn't have the best last name. He did
judgmental.
Not. He did not. I'm totally judging right now. He did not have the best last name at all. So I was like, meh, I don't think I'm going to keep that one. I'm going to keep my name. But no, if I had five husbands, I would definitely keep my name. It's too much. Mm. I can't hyphenate all that.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, sure you can. Just use abbreviations for him. We'll just call you Alphabet.
Well, I mean, Brown is fine.
Yeah.
That's easy.
There, she's already married to you now.
Oh.
Done. Oh, here we go. Don't be too excited about it, Chris.
You get the kids.
I get the kids. This doesn't sound like a fun marriage already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
There'll be a lot of whips, chains, screaming, you know, and that's just day one.
There we go. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Chris, you're awesome.
Well, Chris, we got to go, man. We only have a few minutes left.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling,
my friend.
All right,
guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, honey. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Is today Thursday or Friday?
Today's Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we still have one more day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Why don't we just make a 3-day weekend?
Okay.
No, I'm
what
just kidding.
What the hell?
I don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
No, I don't fucking do it.
I'm kidding. Fucking do it. Give me a 5-day weekend.
You're like, don't tempt me.
Yeah, exactly. All I need is just a little permission.
You just need sleep. I gave you a day off on Tuesday.
I know, but I had to work, man.
I know, that's right.
I didn't get to sleep in, you know?
I know.
Man, today I was tempted to just call you and tell you forget about it.
Jesus.
But it's the same every morning. I can't call it every day, you know, so. But every day it's the same process. I can't get out of bed. I'm thinking, how can I get out of it? How can I stay in bed? Then I realize I've got work anyway, so I gotta get up even if I don't
so
do the show.
Funny. You know? We're gonna start broadcasting the show from our bedrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in your bedroom. You have a little microphone. You just pull it over.
I know, or by phone, you know.
Exactly. That's how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Then we don't.
They'll get us a lot of listeners.
We're like falling asleep as we're on the phone. I'm actually okay this morning.
Yeah.
It gets my butt out of bed. I like it.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So there you go.
I told you that this female Marine asked Justin Timberlake for a date and through a short video. Let me play this for you real quick.
So, Justin, you want to call out my girl Mila? Well, I'm going to call you out and ask you to come to the Marine Corps Ball with me on November 12th in Washington, D.C. And if you can't go, all I have to say is Cry Me a River. Hit me up.
Oh, okay. Is she cute? Is she cute?
Okay. She's your type, though. I'm not saying she's not cute, okay? I'm just saying she's like sort of like manly.
Oh, great.
She's in the military. What do you expect? There's not a lot of lipstick lesbians.
There really is not a lot. I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, because Mila is going out with a Marine. So now that girl decided to ask out JT.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see if JT accepts. I doubt it. Why don't we get him on the show, too?
Yeah. Yeah, we can get everybody. What the hell, you know?
Why not? Yeah. Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Noah Wiley, Bradley Cooper, Rob Pattinson. Oh, okay. Those are my five husbands.
What a list.
Those are my five husbands. We'll see if they want to take that on. I actually feel sorry for them that they have to deal with me.
Well, if it's five, then they don't have to do it all the time.
That's true, actually. Maybe this is how to make a marriage. Maybe this is how to make a marriage work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe that's how.
I think I should make it an open marriage. I think I should write a book on this.
I've said that a long time ago. You know, marriage would work a lot better if we could cheat, you know, and not call it cheating.
But then it's like, then why be married?
Because you have the main person. You know, I mean, that's who you share your life with. It's not just about sex, but the people around can be just about sex, you know?
Okay.
Okay, she's going to think about that.
I'm going to think about it. Let's interview a polygamist and see how this works.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see what happens if there's like a main one.
Okay, let's try that.
Do you think there is a main one? And then the rest are just... extras.
Oh, you mean in the polygamy?
Yeah.
In the polygamist family?
Yeah.
I would say, well, I don't know. Maybe he does have favorites, but I don't know if they actually know that, you know?
Yeah, maybe I would feel like that would cause a lot of problems in the family.
Yeah, yeah.
If they, you know, if he had a favorite. But Warren Jeffs, we talked about this. Warren Jeffs, the biggest polygamist around, he had like 30-something wives, over 100 kids.
Yeah.
And he was finally arrested back in 2007.
Yeah. I mean, the question is, can you imagine supporting such a family, for crying out loud? You know?
What do they do?
And they often do this for economic reasons, you know? That's why they do that.
How rich are they?
I don't know. They must be very rich. Because the women don't work there.
Yeah, but if you're... Don't they live off the land a lot? Like, they make cheese from scratch? They
probably
do. I mean, they live very frugally.
Right.
So...
But not all of them are like that. I mean, that's like the typecast that we have, I think. The stereotype of Mormons and stuff. But maybe that's not the case. I don't know.
Did you ever watch Big Love?
No.
I have no idea what it is. Okay. Big Love was a TV show on HBO. Bill Paxton played the husband. And there was... three wives, mm-hmm. excuse me, and it's all about polygamy, and it was huge. I don't think it's on. I think, or maybe this is the last season or something like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get into it, but everybody loved that show. They think it's amazing. But there was one main girl in, it was like his first wife. She was like the Rock.
Okay.
And then the other two were younger.
Uh-huh.
So I know we have to go, but the other two were younger, but I'd like to... Let's interview a polygamist. Let's find one.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. I have to put this in here. They're working on a web series called How to Create the Perfect Pippa Bottom. You know Pippa?
Yeah.
Kate Middleton's sister. Yeah. So they think she has like the perfect ass, so they are auditioning
are you
people for that. Yeah. So...
What? For what? But... I don't understand. They're auditioning her for what?
No, they're auditioning someone else to have a butt like hers.
Right, but what are they?
Yeah. They're going to like put them through various exercise and squats and things
so
like that.
So this is a reality show on the web?
A web series, yeah.
A web series, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, they're just talking about it. It hasn't started yet, so I'm sure we'll hear more about it.
What is this world coming to?
I don't know.
And guess who's going to be watching it? Me.
Yeah, all the shows that you watch.
Exactly.
All right,
Sammy,
well,
thanks
everybody.
Thanks, Chris, for calling in.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.